This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the SCO summit in Tianjin, China, Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity, saying terrorism in all its forms should be condemned. Mr. Modi said India has been dealing with terrorism for the last 4 decades. He expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack.
अपने बच्चे खोए और कितने बच्चे अनाथ हुए। हाल ही में हमने पहलगाम में टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
The Prime Minister highlighted that India has played a very positive role as a member of the SCO. He added that India's vision and policy for the SCO is based on 3 important pillars, security, connectivity and opportunity. Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO declaration strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and sent a clear and unified message against terrorism. The declaration, released after the Heads of States Council summit, also recognized India's growing contribution to regional cooperation and innovation. The Tianjin declaration marks a significant step in reinforcing collective efforts against terrorism and reflects the growing importance of India's role in shaping regional cooperation under the SCO umbrella. Reaffirming their unwavering commitment to combating terrorism, separatism and extremism, the SCO nations rejected the use of such groups for mercenary purposes and highlighted the sovereign right and responsibility of states to counter extremist threats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin today discussed bilateral cooperation, including in the economic, financial and energy sectors, and expressed satisfaction with the sustained growth in bilateral ties in these areas. Both leaders held bilateral talks at Tianjin in China on the sidelines of the SCO summit. In his opening remarks, Mr. Modi said India and Russia have always stood shoulder to shoulder, even during the toughest of times.
इस वर्ष दिसंबर में हमारी 23वीं समिट के लिए 140 करोड़ भारतीय उत्सुकता पूर्वक आपका इंतजार कर रहे हैं। ये हमारी स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप की गहराई और व्यापकता का परिचायक है। कठिन से कठिन परिस्थितियों में भी भारत और रूस हमेशा कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चले हैं। हमारा करीबी सहयोग न केवल दोनों देशों के लोगों के लिए बल्कि वैश्विक शांति, स्थिरता और समृद्धि के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है।
Saying that New Delhi and Moscow have been continuously discussing the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, the Prime Minister welcomed all the recent efforts for peace. He exuded hope that all parties will move forward constructively. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has since implained for Delhi after concluding his visit to China. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited the flood-hit areas at Vikram Chowk and the Tavi Bridge in Jammu. Accompanied by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Shah stopped on the Tavi Bridge near Vikram Chowk and inspected the damage along the river banks. Mr. Shah reached Jammu last night to assess the flood situation and relief efforts. More than 600 people were killed and 1,500 injured in an earthquake of 6 magnitude that struck Afghanistan's Kunar province near the city of Jalalabad. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake was centered 27 kilometers east-northeast of the city of Jalalabad in Nangarhar province. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Places over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, East Rajasthan, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Punjab are also expected to witness moderate to heavy rainfall throughout the day. The Weather Department further predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds in parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Gangetic, West Bengal during next 2 to 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.